GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
Actually, we're not surprised that the phone has started ringing already. 1-800-966-1039.
How's that going for you?
Andy, we got people already dialing in, and if you want to grab a call online too, here's hoping they keep it brief, keep it clean, stay classy, and stay calm.
There's always hope.
I'm gonna take a bet on that.
Hope springs eternal.
Yes,
just like
so.
Spring.
Yeah. Spring as in someone like...
Spring is not sprung.
No.
Line that two. Tees me off.
Right, there you go.
Caller, what tees you off?
I know we're all tired of the rain, but I tell you what, let's skip the rain, skip summer, skip fall. I'm going to go right back to single digits and snow. Have a great day, guys.
I'm going to say that was sarcasm.
How BS is that?
1-800-966-1039. What's wrong with you? Could we get our friend Emma Richards of Moving Mountains Mental Health back into the studio to talk to that guy? Because... I'm not making fun of her profession, because God bless her, because we need her.
There's a need.
More than ever. 1-800-966-1039. You can also text us off this morning. Send us a text at 601-207-GHRT. 601-207-4478. You can tell us what texts you off this morning. Have we done something to the phone lines?
I see what you did there.
There's not one line ringing right now. So we can just say what tees us off.
We'll just... talk amongst our close friends and the only people that listen to this radio station.
Both of them. I suppose, you know what? So I'm going to do this. I made fun of you a little bit for asking the question about, is Dr. Jim Libby, who announced his candidacy for governor,
it's okay.
related to Laurel Libby, the state representative, Republican from Auburn?
Mm-hmm.
And I joked about that. Well, I have a confession to tell you. Okay?
Okay.
And yesterday at this time, a fan of Laurel Libby called, and I told that person, you should be listening to the radio tomorrow. Here's why. About Monday or Tuesday, I got a text message that said, that tipped me off, that Libby would be announcing for governor on Thursday. I didn't have my glasses on.
Wrong, Libby.
I thought it was going to be Laurel. So much so that when Laurel was on with us this week on the program, following the Supreme Court 7-2 ruling in her favor.
Heard that, by the way. Good job getting her on.
I said to her, we look forward to talking to you again very soon when need be. I mean, literally, verbally, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You're going to announce on Thursday, huh?
Good thing you couched it that way.
And then, I even, in writing up, of course, I've changed it, and it didn't take much to change it, but Andy, you know what the rundown is every day that I produce.
And as people refer to it, so when does Rick give you a script? Anyway, I was like, script?
Script.
What script? What is the script you refer to?
This is the rundown. This is the agenda of who we talk to. I should probably snap a photo of this someday and just put it up if there's not like information on it that shouldn't be there. And I even wrote down for Friday at 7:34 that we'd be talking with State Representative Laurel Libby, Republican of Auburn. And the subtext was announcing her candidacy for the Blaine House in 2026.
And then you called her a Democrat.
No, between now and then, between those two points, yesterday, I'm with my phone, and this time I have my glasses on, and the ping comes in, State Senator Jim Libby announces bid for Blaine House, and I'm like, oh my word. I had already told Laurel I was ready to have her on Friday at 7:30, and she didn't know why, but it was to talk about the issues of the day and everything.
Sure, why
so
not?
So I had to write back to Laurel and say,
sorry.
So, here's what happened. So,
knowing her as we do, I'm sure she took it all in good fun.
But don't read your text messages without your glasses on.
Friends, don't let your friends text and run a radio show.
I am such a...
And Rick, you're an ass.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah, I am. Okay, now the phones are ringing. And now there's line one, Andy.
Caller, what tees you off? Oh, man.
Try line two.
How about you, caller? What's teeing you off?
What's teeing me off?
all the crickets from all the Republicans on this big, beautiful bill that's going to add 20 to 30 trillion to our debt, and still continuing solar subsidies for corporations for another 7 years.
One 800 966 1039. Caller, hello. The George Hill Rick Tyler Show. What tees you off?
Yeah, Rick, I got two quick things. Should I do the obvious one or the obviouser one first?
give me the obvious one first, Hank Scoop, please.
Okay, Rick, who are you to call George a dirty old man yesterday when it was you, sir, who slipped in a "that's what she said" on the innocent act of licking peanut butter? What was that?
I don't know. I'm sure I have no idea what you're talking about. I actually didn't think anyone heard that, and then I got a text message this morning that someone heard it and then went LOL. All right, you're right.
You're on. I refer to the text.
I'm trying to clean up my act. I apologize. Go ahead. Give me the obviouser one.
Well, listen, for me, a dirty old man is an aspiration. So, stop maligning the old dudes just for being human. Have a good weekend, boys.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
Seriously, there was... It was last Wednesday. I said something on the radio that was an inappropriate word. Belfast Area High School, class of 1983.
Oh,
was an appropriate word. People said it all the time, okay? But apparently today you can't say it all the time. And then George said it back, and I had it on the button bar. And someone at the gym said to me, Rick, I had to explain to my kid what that meant because they were listening to what tees you off.
It has to do with felines.
So I gotta, I'm cleaning up my act now, okay? Let's play some Amy Grant music.
Had to happen sooner or later.
What are you talking about?
You're getting cleaning up your act.
Stop it.
Freaking morons.
Take the line on. Call line one, would you?
Caller, what tees you off?
Oh.
Why am I getting all the duds?
Try line two.
Caller, what tees you off?
Good morning, Andy, and good morning, Rick. And the preliminary, obvious question is, Rick, why the hell did you eat those brownies I gave you before you came to work? I told them they're bedtime brownies. You can't be doing that stuff. Calling Laurel Libby a Democrat.
That was an accident. There's only one of me.
That's like calling George Hale a constitutionalist, for crying out loud. He still thinks the thing is written in, he thinks it's written in pencil. But hey, I'll tell you what, that marathon lady, she's really energetic. And I'll tell you what, if she had the marathon up at the Mouse House and had to run it back past Big Bull Bog, everybody would qualify for the Boston Marathon. She almost had me signing up too. If she would have thrown in a Ginsu knife and a pocket fisherman, I was in there.
How about a Billy Big Mouth Bass?
Take me to the river.
I already have one of that. I don't need one of them. I already have two.
Country, thank you. Have a great weekend. 1-800-966-1039. As we were talking with David and Laura McIntyre, best neighbor in the world, Steve sent a note and said, obviously they don't need a 5-hour energy sponsor because they've already got
one. Oh, no, they did not.
Based on how she's doing. Caller, hi. It's the George Hale Rick Tyler Show.
Awesome.
What tees you off?
You don't want to know what? Nothing tees me off. People get all upset about rainy days. This is the mayor here. Let me give you a little advice from the mayor.
Yes, sir.
When you have rainy days like this, this is the time when you get all your paddy wagon, your station wagon all loaded up, and you head up to camp. And you get a nice smudge going in that wood stove, and you make yourself a big batch of hot dog hash. And you round that flavor it over, and then you take a big nap for the day. That's what you do on rainy days.
Mayor, nowhere in there did I hear the words 30 rack.
That's the mayor of Nashville Plantation. And thank you for sending the snapshot of you and the lovely Mrs. Mayor. Got that. And we wish you the best and a happy weekend to you, okay, Mayor?
Right, take care. Bye-bye.
1-800-966-1039. I got a text message from Laura Libby to my phone. You know the laughing, crying emoji?
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
It says, a Democrat! ! And then she writes, okay, now I am offended. Laurel, I am so sorry. Laurel, remember for the longest time I was calling you a state senator instead of a state representative?
For the longest time, she was trying to get people to get her first name right, for God's sake.
That's right. Instead of Laura, it's Laurel, for crying out loud. And now you look at the national headlines and everyone's spelling it right.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, I'm sorry. I apologize. This is what I get for coming off the 5-hour energy. No, I'm serious. You know what it
is? We need to get you an 8-hour.
No, because my friends were telling me, you know what? That's killing you. You really got to stop doing that. And I'm like,
thank you.
So I put them aside for a while. And Elizabeth says, the thing is, because of your metabolic rate and your caloric burn, there's some big terms for her on this radio station. She said, you need to snack more. So I began snacking more.
Okay.
And then I stepped on the scale. A talking scale. You know what it said, Andy?
Did it start laughing?
It said, one at a time, please. That's, I swear, I'll confess.
I was okay,
at,
Rodney.
I was at one. Rodney who?
Dangerfield.
Oh, never mind. I'm done. Line one.
What's teeing you off, caller?
Well, one thing doesn't tee me off. There is a good thing in the big, beautiful bill. It bans federal funding for sex change surgeries for both adults and children.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-966-1039. Someone told us that they worded it this way. I wish you'd explain to people that the big, beautiful bill is only cutting Medicaid for those that shouldn't be getting it.
Right.
But you can't, but you'll never hear that come from.
Or it's offering ironclad conditions that you have to satisfy before you get it. If you're an able-bodied, working, in this case, non-willing member of the workforce.
Mm. Caller, hi. It's the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. George ain't here. What tees you off?
What tees me off is the weather, gentlemen. Are we ever going to have a nice weekend? Ever?
I'm not betting on it.
Not lately. Take a final caller on line one, Mr. Neff.
Anything teeing you off, caller?
Hey, Andy and Rick. I'm sorry to double dip, but in thinking about that, the new Libby that's going to run for governor, it spawned something in my brain. I believe that guy is a solar-powered moon bat, and I would like to request that he and, what's his name, Genghis King, the 33 and a third, have to come on and espouse their solar accomplishments on Jim LeBrec's Power Hour on Wednesday morning with Jim, and let him get a say on that.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.